Now on to a few more stories we're following today. The ad-free party is over. The Verge reports that Netflix is testing ads for its original programming. Now, we're ad-supported. I understand the importance of ads. But for a company that was designed so people wouldn't have to see ads, I think this is going to be difficult for some people to stomach. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings has always said that the company would never rely on advertising. And to be fair, the company has said that these won't be third-party ads, but merely promos for other Netflix original series, and only on those original series. Netflix also told The Verge that this is just a test and that they test hundreds of potential improvements to the service every year. Many never extend beyond that. Do you remember Quickster? I bet Netflix wishes that you didn't. According to Ars Technica, Facebook will now allow you to add an open PGP public key to your profile for improved email security. The feature will be rolled out slowly, but once it's available to you, you can update your Facebook About page with your public key, which Facebook can use to encrypt notification emails to you, and the people you communicate with can use it for all their encrypted communication needs. Watch out, Minecraft. PC Magazine says a new Minecraft clone called Lego Worlds was released today on Steam. The game, which is part of Steam's early access program, is described as a galaxy of procedurally generated worlds made entirely of Lego bricks, which you can freely manipulate and dynamically populate with Lego models. Sorry, Mac users, a PC running Windows 7 is recommended. So who copied who here, Minecraft or Lego? What do you think? You can email me at megan@twit.tv or tn2@twit.tv. Looks a lot like the Minecraft I know and love, but with Lego men. Do you know the woman who donated a rare 1976 Apple I to a recycling center in San Jose? The recycling center sold it for $200,000, and it's company policy to give the donator half of the proceeds. The problem is they don't know who the woman is. She dropped off the boxes, which she said she was getting rid of after her husband passed away. She didn't ask for a receipt, and they have no way of finding her. No way of finding her? I will give Reddit 2 days to solve this problem. We got an email from John from Adelaide, Australia. He writes on Tech News Tonight, episode 347, you and Ron Richards gave a great roundup of Google I.O., thank you. But he did mention one thing that initially got me excited but turned out to be not quite as exciting as I initially thought. Ron mentioned the new apps and features of Google Photos, but while it is free, it's only free if your photos are less than 16 megapixels. Anything bigger uses your Google quota, your Google Drive quota. I pay, John, this is still the email from John, who says he pays for Flickr Premium. That gives him unlimited size and uploads, which in his opinion is better value. And Flickr is the same thing. They give you a free 1 terabyte, but I think they compress your photos a little bit too. Thank you for the email, John.